弟兄姐妹大家早。
Good morning, brother and sister.
今天所要讲的题目是一个比较敏感的题目。
Today's topic is a little bit sensitive.
盼望上帝给我恩典，能够用柔软的心来分享这个信息。
May God give me the heart to give a good message today.
同性恋这件事情在近代这段日子里面成为一个很热门的话题。
Homosexuality is a very hot topic nowadays.
有些人以为这个话题是很新的话题。
Something is new.
但实际上圣经在很早很早之前，三千多年前，已经把这个话题放在圣经的议程里面了。
But more than 3 years ago, more than 3,000 years ago, Bible already recorded about this issue.
在我开始讲之前，我要稍微简单的讲一点历史的时间次序。
I will share some historical background.
以色列和阿拉伯人的祖先叫做亚伯拉罕。
Abraham is the ancestor of Israelites and Arabs.
他是在西元前2000年的人物。
So he was born 2000 BC.
在那个时候，他有一个侄子叫做罗德。
He has a nephew named Lot.
亚伯拉罕之后四百年了以后呢，这个人叫做摩西。
And 400 years Abraham, there was a prophet named Moses.
所以这个是时间上的一个次序。
So that's a time sequence.
然后圣经的前面五卷书呢，是摩西来写的。
So the first books of Bible is called Book of Moses, written by Moses.
第一卷书叫做《创世纪》。
The first book, Genesis.
在《创世纪》的第十三章的第十三节，这里讲到索多玛人在耶和华面前罪大恶极。
So in Genesis chapter 13, now the men of Sodom were wicked and were kindling a great against the Lord.
如果你按照次序来读《创世纪》的时候，你读到十三章的时候，你会觉得很意外的。
So you'd be surprised if you read Genesis chapter 13.
因为到十三章之前，从来没有描述过索多玛到底发生过什么事情。
And before chapter 13, nothing was mentioned about Sodom and Gomorrah.
但是在十三节的时候，就用一个描述说索多玛人在耶和华面前罪大恶极。
Now in chapter 13, described the men of Sodom were wicked and were sinning greatly.
那也就是说，在摩西的那个时代的时候，写这个圣经节的时候呢？索多玛的事情事实上是大家都知道的。
So in the time of Moses, everybody knew about the wickedness among Sodom and Gomorrah residents.
因为索多玛这个城市是以同性恋而出名的。
And Sodom was renowned for his homosexuality.
那这个发生的事情好像就像过去耶利哥城或者是意大利的庞贝城一样。
So similar to the story of Jericho and Bombay.
或者甚至中国的唐山大地震，或者是纽约的911事件一样。
So it's also similar to the great earthquake in mainland China and 9/11 here.
所以在这样的情况之下，摩西就没有去叙述过去发生过什么事情，他就直接摩西就写说索多玛人在耶和华面前罪大恶极，因为索多玛所发生的事情在摩西的时代的人大家都知道了。
Just like those famous incidents, that's why Moses just simply wrote, "The men of Sodom were wicked and were sinning greatly."
那今天的英文的里面呢，索多玛这个字呢，事实上再加上一个英文的话，再加上一个 Y 的话 ，Sodomy 的话，这个字就变成另外一个意思了。
So the term in English, Sodomy, just Sodom add a Y and means something different.
那英文的意思就是索多玛这个字再加上一个 Y 了以后，就是是一个专有的名词，叫做男人与男人发生的性行为。
So sodomy means a sexual relationship between men and men.
我们来看圣经里面，在摩西的时代，他神要他所写的经文的里面呢，神对同性恋已经规定的很清楚了。
So even in the time of Moses, there's a clear explanation on homosexuality.
在利未记十八章的地方讲到说，不可与男人苟合，像与女人一样，这本是可憎恶的。
In Leviticus chapter 18 says, "Do not lie with a man as one lie with a woman; that is detestable."
这是神叫摩西这样的定规下来的。
So that's God instructed Moses to be a law.
就在利未记里面，还不是一次，还再一次的重申：人若与男人苟合，像与女人一样，他们二人行了可憎的事，总要把他们致死，罪要归到他们身上。
So not only just one time, in another area they mentioned, chapter 20, if a man lies with a man as one lies with a woman, both of them have done what is detestable. They must be put to death. Their blood will be on their own heads.
所以在这里用英文的话，你看得更清楚，他想的是一个男人和另外一个男人有发生了性行为的事情。
So you can see it's clearly defined a sexual relationship with a man and another man.
而且在那个时代呢，神的吩咐是说，必须把这样的人呢，把他们致死。
And in those times, they said they must be put to death.
而且他们自己要负这样的责任。
And they're responsible for their own acts.
那圣经所讲的，在当时来讲的话，神的管制呢，可以直接行使这样的事情。
So that's God's laws ruling against those activities.
渐渐的，宗教呢被政治，把这个政治的权力呢就拿走了。
And however, the politics got involved with religion.
所以这个权柄就被政治拿走以后呢，宗教就不再有这样的权威来做这一个工作。
Power was taken from religion, so there's no longer the realm of religion to take care of such activity.
所以时代已经变化了。
So time changed.
权力的分配也调整了。
And power changed also.
但是写在圣经的时候，表示这位上帝的反应是这样的反应。
But however, the Bible reflects God's idea.
所以人可以改变，制度可以改变，政治可以改变，但是唯一不改变的就是上帝他自己。
People policies change, but God never changed.
那用这个致死这个事情来表达的时候，就表示上帝对这件事情的态度是这样子的态度，
so、Bible,
没有灰色的地带。
So Bible says they must be put to death. That's clear cut, no gray area.
那这一个是讲到所发生神所对这件同性恋的定规是这样的方式来定规的。
So that's God's rules against homosexuality.
第二件事情，我们要来看一下历史的记载。
So now we have to look at the historical account.
我们刚才讲到说亚伯拉罕跟他的侄儿罗德在西元2000年。
So and then we talk about Moses, Abraham's nephew Lot.
那摩西是400年以后的人来记载过去所发生的事情。
So that's 4 years later after Moses.
所以这个时候摩西来写当时发生在亚伯拉罕和罗德身上的事情，400年前的事情。
So we're talking about 400 years.
在那个时候呢，这里讲到在罗德所住的地方叫索多玛呢，有两个天使晚上到了索多玛，罗德正坐在索多玛城的门口。看见他们这两位天使，他就起来迎接，脸伏于地下拜。
So the two angels arrived at Sodom in the evening, and Lot was sitting at the gateway at the city. When he saw them, he got up to welcome them and bowed down with his face to the ground.
不但他向他下拜，他罗德还切切地请他们，他们这才进到他的屋里。罗德为他们预备宴席，烤无酵饼，他们这位天使就吃了。
He insists so strongly that they did.Go with him and enter his house. He prepared a meal for them, baked bread without yeast, and they ate.
第四节，他们就是指天使还没有躺下来，索多玛城里各处的男人，连老带少，都来围住那房子。
Before they had gone to bed, all the men from every part of the city of Sodom, both young and old, surrounded the house.
他们在房子外面呼叫罗德说：“今天晚上到你来的。”到你这里来的 那些人呢，在哪里呢？把他们带出来，任我们所为。
They called Lot. Where are the men who came to you tonight? Bring them out to us so that we can have sex with them.
在英文的里面就很清楚的看到，这些的男人在罗德房子外面喊说：“你们来的那几个男人，请你们把他拿出来，我们要与他发生性行为。”
So it's clearly in English.Bring those men out so that we can have sex with them.
因为天使的外表是很美丽的。
So angelic face appealing to many people.
这个城已经是对这种事情已经习以为常了，所以他们发现一个两个来了两个新鲜的男人， 他们就在这里表达他们要发把他们这个信誉呢、啊、在这个地方要发表出来。
So it's just the custom of the city. They try to satisfy their sexual drive.
接下来亚伯兰和上帝之间有一些的交谈，接下来发生了一些事情。亚伯兰清早起来，到了他从前站在耶和华面前的地方。
So early the next morning, Abraham got up and returned to the place where he had stood before the Lord.
向索多玛和俄摩拉和平原的全地观看，不料那地方烟气上腾，如同烧窑一般。
He looked down towards Sodom and Gomorrah, toward all the land of the plain, and he saw dense smoke rising from the land, like smoke from a furnace.
因为这个之前神对亚伯拉罕说我要毁灭，而且我要用火来毁灭索多玛。
So God mentioned to Abraham he will send fire to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah.
事实上亚伯拉罕在那里向上帝恳求。
But Abraham urged God.
他说如果那个城里面有五十个义人的话，你可不可以不要毁灭这个城？
Can you spare the city if there's 50 righteous people in the city?
神说可以。
God says sure.
但是亚伯兰知道，所以说，那如果40个人的话，可不可以？
However, Abraham said there's not that many righteous, so he bargained again. What about 40?
神说可以，但是他知道没有把握，所以他再说30个人，有30个义人，你就不要毁灭，可不可以？
God said yes, but he bargained again. What about 30?
上帝说可以。结果他还是说，那二十个人的话，你可以不要毁灭吗
？Then what about 20?
到最后说十个可不可以？你不要毁灭。
All the way down to 10.
上帝说还是可以。
Of course, God responds yes.
最后上帝还是毁灭了，因为那个城里面连十个义人都没有。
Eventually, God still sent brimstone to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah because there's not even 10 righteous in those cities.
这件事情在摩西的时候呢，这个已经成为像911，很多人都知道这件事情。
So it's such a famous thing, just like 911 nowadays.
到后来，在摩西在写生命记的时候呢，他要来告诉以色列人，你们不可以去拜偶像。
So in Deuteronomy, God said Israel shouldn't worship idol.
所以这个时候，上帝就借着摩西对他们说，如果你们去拜偶像的话呢？咒诅会临到你们。
So if you worship idol, then curse will be upon you.
并且这个咒诅临到的时候呢，你们要去想一想，以前我在索多玛怎么样毁灭他们。你们要知道，我毁灭照样临到你们。
Just like the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah.
所以在生命记里面讲到说，你们又看见在预言中看见遍地有硫磺、有盐卤、有火鸡，没有耕种，没有出产，连草都不生长。好像耶和华过去在愤怒中所倾覆的索多玛、俄摩拉、拉玛、洗扁一样。
The whole land will be a burning waste of salt and sulfur. Nothing planted, nothing sprouting, no vegetation growing on it. It will be like the destruction of Sodom, Gomorrah, Admah, Zeboim, which the Lord overthrown in fierce anger.
上个星期的Internet 的新闻出来了。他们说，在那个地方，现在考古学家已经找到，真的就是四个城市。
In last week, according to internet, there's archaeology evidence of those four cities.
事实上，那个时候在那个地方呢，事实上是有五个城市。
Actually, there were five cities.
另外一个城市叫做索尔，这个城市上帝没有毁灭，因为罗德后来逃到这个最小的一个城市。
And there's one city, Zoar.That God did not destroy because Lot fled there.
但是是四个城市，圣经所写的。今天考古学家证明，真的是有四个城市。
And archaeology evidence pointed to those four cities destroyed.
我们看见历史所发生的记载的，我们现在来看新约关于同性恋的事情记载，到底他们怎么样的说明
？What about New Testament on homosexuality?
第一位是耶稣的弟弟犹大，他所写的，又如索多玛、俄摩拉和周围城邑的人，也照他们一味的行淫，随从逆性的情欲，就受永火的刑罚，作为鉴戒。
In the book of Jude, in a similar way, Sodom and Gomorrah and the surrounding towns gave themselves to sexual immorality and pervasion. They serve as an example of those who suffer the punishment of eternal fire.
这里也是讲到用火，因为在那个地方，上帝从天降下硫磺火。
We talk about the punishment of eternal fire.
我们再看看新约的另外一位使徒保罗，在罗马书，他这里讲到，因此上帝任凭他们放纵可羞耻的情欲，他们的女人把顺性的用处变为逆性的用处。
Because of this, God gave themselves over to shameful lust. Even their woman exchanged natural relationship for unnatural ones.
在这里讲到女人的顺性的用处，就是说她在性欲的这件事情上呢，女人的顺性的用处就是她只有对她的丈夫可以享受这个性所带来的愉快。
So the natural relationship means the sexual pleasure between husband and wife.
一男一女，一夫一妻。
Man and woman, husband and wife.
所以圣经说你可以有这个顺性的用处的。
So that's why I talk about the natural relationship.
这个顺性的用处是上帝要祝福你们的。
So it's God's blessing.
接下来二十七节讲说，男人也是如此，弃了女人顺性的用处，欲火攻心，彼此贪恋，男和男行可羞耻的事，就在自己身上受这妄为当得的报应。
In the same way, the man also abandoned natural relationship with woman and were inflamed with lust for one another. Men committed indecent acts with other men and received in themselves the due penalty for their perversion.
在哥林多前书里面，保罗再次的讲到说，你们岂不知不义的人不能承受神的国吗？不要自欺，无论是淫乱的、拜偶像的、奸淫的、做娈童的、亲男色的、偷窃的、贪婪的、醉酒的、辱骂的、勒索的，都不能承受神的国。
Do you not know that the wicked will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Neither the sexually immoral, nor idolater, nor adulterer, nor male prostitutes, nor homosexual offenders, nor thieves, nor the greedy, nor drunkards, nor slanderers, nor swindlers.Will inherit the kingdom of God.
所以在这个地方也讲到奸淫的、做娈童的。做娈童的意思就是那些工人玩弄的美男子，这叫做做娈童的意思。还有亲男色，那当然就是男同性恋的意思。
So we talk about male prostitute and homosexual offenders.
所以我们要在这个地方要看见圣经所讲的真意在哪里。
So we have to pay attention to the essence of the Bible.
这里并没有把只有同性恋一个事情把它提起来说这个就是罪大恶极而已。
Bible didn't single out just homosexuality.
这里给我们看见说每一样的罪呢，在上帝的眼前呢，都是罪大恶极。
So all the sins are sinned in God's eyes.
那这个要给我们一个警惕。
So we should pay attention.
我们欺骗吗？我们偷窃吗？我们贪婪吗？我们辱骂吗？
So do we cheat, slander, swindle?
这些我们平常容易犯的罪，其实在上帝的眼中跟同性恋是一样看待的。
It's a common sin committed by many of us. It's the same as homosexuality.
所以作为我们的警惕。
So it should be a warning to us.
但是在这里也同时告诉犯同性恋的罪，告诉他们同性恋也是罪。
So that's why homosexuality is just one of the sin.
有一位同性恋的人来到我的办公室跟我交谈。
One homosexual people come to my office.
他在那里把他的心里面的感受跟我讲出来。
So he vented his emotion to me.
当他在讲的时候，我说你可不可以让我讲一句话。
So can you let me speak also?
我说你现在并你不要把你不要认为你现在是在跟一个牧师讲。
Don't look at me just as a pastor.
你只是在跟另外一个罪人讲。
So you're speaking with another sinner.
我绝对没有比你好。
Pastors know better than others.
我和你站在耶稣的面前，我也是一个罪人。
In front of Jesus, we're all sinners.
我说你如果接受这样的态度的话，你可以接下来讲你心里面要讲的话。
If you can accept that, then spit it out.In your mind.
因为他后来告诉我说， 我所遇到的很多人都把我同性恋妖魔化了。
So everybody treat me like a monster.
好像我是比所有的罪人更可恶的。
So I'm the worst offenders.
但是我说绝对不是。
But I respond.
我跟你站在完全一样的地位。
You and I are the same.
我们站在耶稣的面前。
In front of Jesus.
我们再来看。耶稣的大使徒彼得他怎么样的看待这件事情
So we can see what Peter said.
又判定所多玛、俄摩拉将二城倾覆、焚烧成灰，作为后世不敬虔人的戒戒。
In a condemned city of Sodom and Gomorrah, by burning them to ashes and made them an example of what is going to happen to the ungodly.
只搭救那常为恶人隐形忧伤的义人罗德。
And he rescued Lot, a righteous man, who was distressed by the filthy lives of lawless men.
因为那个时候罗德就住在索多玛这个城市里面。
Because Lot in Sodom and Gomorrah.
那他看见周围这些人所做的事情，他心里面实在很伤痛。
Of course, it pains him to see the filthy lives around them.
第八节说，因为那义人指的就是罗德，住在他们中间，看见了，而且听见了他们不法的事，他的义心就天天伤痛。
So that righteous man living among them day after day was tormented in his righteous soul by the lawless deeds he saw and heard.
后来去的那两位天使就是把罗德救出去了。
So those two angels visited the city, saved Lot.
当罗德一离开索多玛的时候。硫磺火就从天上降到这些城市来。
Once Lot left, the sulfur brimstone landed.
接下来第九节说，主耶稣知道搭救敬虔的人脱离试探，把不义的人留在刑罚之下，等候审判的日子。
So this is so. Then the Lord knows how to rescue godly men from trials, and to hold the unrighteous for the day of judgment, while continuing their punishment.
那些随肉身重污秽的情欲轻慢主治之人的更是如此，他们胆大任性，毁谤在尊位的也不知惧怕。
This is especially true of those who followed the corrupt desire of their sinful nature and despised authority, bold and arrogant. These men are not afraid to slander celestial beings.
这个中文在尊位，事实上英文你就看出来，这个指的就是 那两位天使。
The celestial beings talk about those two angels.
刚才我们提到，上帝是圣洁的，他对罪这件事情，他从来不会说以有罪当作无罪的。
Because God is righteous, a sin is a sin.
对整个人类来讲的话，如果上帝没有做一些的事情，让人知道。或者能够了解说我对罪的态度是这样的话，人很难能够领会上帝的公义是怎么样。
So God have to let the world know His attitude about righteousness, so that we will know.
在人类的历史的里面，神曾经行过审判的事情。
So in human history, God judged people.
我们都知道，在挪亚的时代，神做了一件事情。
In the time of Noah.
耶和华见人在地上罪恶很大，终日所思想的尽都是恶。
So the Lord saw how great man's wickedness on the earth had become, and that every inclination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil all the time.
这里讲的地上的罪恶不是只有单单指同性恋，是所有的罪是非常的大。
So wickedness talk about every inclination of the thought of his heart.Only evil at the time.
耶和华就后悔造人在地上，心中忧伤。
So the Lord was grieved that He had made man on the earth, and His heart was filled with pain.
当我们在想到神的审判的时候，我们都只有想到他严厉的那个部分。
So we all think about the severity of judgment.
但是我们从来没有感受到他的里面的痛苦。
But we should also feel His pain.
我相信做父母的人就能够稍微体会上帝的心。
As a parent, probably you can identify with God.
当你的孩子不肯听话，常常抗拒你的时候，你的里面虽然想要对他惩罚，可是你的心里面是非常的忧伤。
Especially when kids rebel against parents, want to punish them, but it pains the parents to do so.
第七节，耶和华说：“我要将所造的人和走兽，并昆虫，以及空中的飞鸟，都从地上除灭，因为我造他们后悔了。”
So the Lord said, "I will wipe mankind who I have created from the face of the earth, men and animals, and creatures, and move along the ground, and birds of the air, for I am grieved that I have made them."
唯有挪亚在耶和华眼前蒙恩。
But Noah found favor in the eyes of the Lord.
接下来彼得后书里面讲到说，彼得在那里写这封书信的时候，对那些不肯相信上帝的这些人，拒绝上帝的这些人，他对他们说，他们在那里笑这些基督徒。他说第四节说，他们在那里讥笑的时候说，主要降临的应许在哪里呢？因为从列祖睡了以后 以来，万物与起初创造的时候仍然一样。
So they will say, where is the coming of promise? Ever since our father died, everything goes on as they have since the beginning of creation.
所以 彼得在这里就说，指责他们说，这些人故意忘记从太古凭神的命有了天，并从水而出，借水而成的地。
But they deliberately forgot a long time ago God the word make the earth exist, and the earth was formed out of water and by water.
故此当时的世界被水淹没就消灭了。
By these water also the world of the time was deluged and destroyed.
这里就讲到就是挪亚的时候，神曾经审判这个世界，用洪水淹没了。
So this is about the judgment at Noah's time to flood the earth.
但是接下来，因为那些讥笑说主耶稣还要再来，他们认为是可笑的。他告诉他们说，第七节，但现在的天地还是凭着那命存留，直留到不敬虔之人受审判、遭沉沦的日子。接下来说，用火焚烧。
By the same word, the present heaven and earth are preserved for being kept for the days of the judgment and destruction of ungodly men.
所以讲到曾经全面性的毁灭这个世界，神要审判的时候，曾经用水来淹没。
So we talk about the flood of God's judgment.
但是在这里，主耶稣和他这些使徒都告诉我们说，第二次的全世界的审判呢，是用火来审判的。
But the second judgment will be by fire, brimstone.
或许在我们当中有一些人，你有这样的反应，对同性恋有这样的反应。
Maybe some of them respond to homosexuality this way.
因为现在社会越来越开放，越能够包容，但是呢，还是有一些的人对同性恋根本没有办法忍受的。
Even though we're more open, more tolerant, but still some people could not tolerate homosexuality.
我也遇过这样的人。
I encountered such people.
他们听到同性恋的时候，他们那个愤怒是很难抑制下来。
Some just trigger outrage in their heart once they encounter homosexuality.
那我要对这样的人说一点点话。
I'd like to speak to those people.
没有错，你对一部分的罪，你的反应是这么强烈的。
If you respond so strongly about a certain sin,
你或许可以感觉到上帝对罪的愤怒其实就是这样子。
Then you can probably identify with God's anger to sin.
但是我要对这样的人说，你有这样的愤怒，你要知道同样一件事情，上帝不是只有对同性恋有这样的愤怒，其实上帝对你身上其他的罪愤怒是完完全全一样的。
But you have to know another thing. God's anger to sins is all the same, not just to homosexuality.
当然你有这样的愤怒的里面呢，你可以稍微揣摩神对罪的态度。
Then you can identify God's anger.
我们最后我们要来看主耶稣他自己怎么说。
Then let's look what Jesus said.
主耶稣说，从人里面出来的那才能够污秽人。
He went on, what comes out of the man is what man's unclean.
因为从里面就是从人心里发出恶念、苟合、偷盗、凶杀、奸淫、贪婪、邪恶、诡诈、淫荡、嫉妒、谤毒、骄傲、狂妄。
He went on, what comes out of the man is what makes man unclean. For within, out of man's heart come evil thoughts, sexual immorality, theft, murder, adultery, greed, malice, deceit, lewdness, envy, slander, arrogance, and folly.
在这里有讲到就有三件事情，主耶稣自己亲口提出来是跟性行为有关系的事情。
So there's three things about sexuality.
第一个叫做苟合 sexual immorality. 第二个是讲到奸淫 adultery. 第三个是淫荡 lewdness. 这三件事情都是讲到与性有关系的罪恶。
So three things related to sex: sexual immorality, adultery, and lewdness.
在这里，我们注意听主耶稣这样讲。他说，不只是指我刚才所讲的那三样，其他的贪婪、邪恶、诡诈、嫉妒、谤毒这些罪，全部都加起来，他说都是从我们的里面出来的。
And pay attention, not just those three things, and also the other thing: theft, murder, greed, malice, and so on and so forth. Out of man's heart come evil thoughts.
这一切的恶都是从里面出来，且能够污秽人。
So that's what pollutes our heart from within.
其实在这个主耶稣的叙述里面已经告诉我们，这个叫做什么？这个就是叫做原罪。
So this old thing.
就是我们里面有这个能力来犯这样的罪的。
So we are all capable of sin.
这里告诉我们说，其实我们每一个人，这里面所有的罪，我们都有办法行得出来的。
So we are all capable to commit those sin listed here.
有的人在这一方面的罪特别的强烈，特别的明显。
Some maybe have strong feeling to a certain sin.
如果再给你更有利的环境的话，你那个罪呢，可以发展的更强烈的。
Sometimes the situation bring it out.
因为有的人说，我同性恋，我这个是我基因就是这样。
Some says it's in the gene about homosexuality.
我这是天然的。
It's natural.
那我也要告诉你，我会欺骗，我会嫉妒，我也是天然的。
Then cheating and other sins are also natural in the gene.
因为我是从犯罪后了以后的亚当和夏娃生下来的以后，我就具备了这样的本能。
Because we're all descendants of Adam and sin, Adam and Eve who sin.
但是不能因为我有这个本能，我就符合我可以做这样事情。
Even we have those nature, but doesn't mean we should do it.
我会贪婪，但是我不能说因为我本来就会贪婪，所以我可以贪婪。
So even though there's greed in our nature, but it's not justifiable.
有的人说我脾气本来就是暴躁，所以我有发脾气的权利。
So some say I have bad temper, so it's my right to blow up.
所以在这里要注意，说上帝造我就是这个样子，这句话是有一个前提的。
There's a premise that God created us all.
如果说上帝造的话，上帝造的是没有犯罪前的亚当和夏娃，是上帝造的。
God created human before Adam and Eve exist.
犯罪后的亚当和夏娃所生下的后代，我们已经不是上帝原来造的样子了。
The descendants of Adam and Eve are not what he had in mind.
所以我本来这个样子里面，我们就要认识到，我本来的样子里面是有瑕疵的，是会犯罪的。
So we're all flawed, capable of sin.
但是圣经要讲的是真理。
But Bible is about truth.
是讲到永恒。
About eternity.
上帝在这个地方唯一的目的就是盼望你在今生跟永恒都能够享受他所要给你的福分。
God intends from here to eternity about his blessing.
他不是写了圣经只是为了目的只是要指责说你犯这个错，你是犯这个错。
He didn't give us Bible to point out our sin.
他指出来是说你犯这些错呢，来到我面前，我能够带领你胜过这些。
Through those, bring us in His presence.
他讲这句话不是一个很伟大的一个理论。
It's not just in theory.
他要付上代价的。
He paid the price.
今天我们在这里擘饼。
So that's why we break the bread here.
因为这是我立约的血，为多人流出来，使罪得赦。
This is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sin.
他是创造的主宰。
So he's the creator.
他要负这个责任。
He paid the price and he's responsible.
他 他要负责任的方法，你要学习接受。
So we need to learn to accept that.
他说：“这是我立约的血，我付了生命的代价。”
So it's the blood of the covenant.
使你能够罪得到赦免。
So many can have the forgiveness of sin.
不但罪得到赦免，他还要帮助我们。
He also want to help us.
胜过试探。
Overcome temptation.
在以弗所书讲到说，我们要常常求这位主按着他丰盛的荣耀，借着他的圣灵，叫我们心里面的力量能够刚强起来。
I pray that out of his glorious riches, he may strengthen you with power through his spirit in your inner being.
不但是罪得赦免，我们还要过日子的。
Because not only our sins are forgiven, we also need to live our daily life.
我们必须面对每一个试探的。
Need to face temptation.
我们里面需要靠着圣灵，让里面刚强起来，我们就有能力去面对试探，去胜过试探。
So we need the power through His Spirit in our inner being to overcome.
所以在今天的信息不是要特别讲同性恋是比其他罪更罪恶，不是这个意思的。
Homosexuality is no worse than other sin.
只是告诉大家说，这也是上帝认定这个是他不喜悦的事情。
However, it's displeasing to God.
但是这里有一条路可以胜过的。
And there's way to overcome.
他付了生命的代价。他的血为这件事情流出来。
And he paid the price with his only son's blood.
并且他的圣灵愿意赐给我们力量来面对这件事试探。
And his Holy Spirit will give us the power to overcome this.
我在 Arizona 工作的时候，我是坐公车上班的。
I took bus to work in Arizona.
所以在公车上你就会遇到一些人。
So you met all kinds of people on bus.
那我遇到人的时候，我总愿意跟他们坐在我旁边，我就愿意跟他们谈一谈话。
I like to share thoughts with them, my fellow passenger.
我平常我都是这样的开始，说，哎，你上礼拜天忙些什么
？I usually ask, what are you up to last Sunday?
因为我这样一问的话，他如果是基督徒的话，他就会说，我上礼拜天去聚会。
If they're a Christian, they will say, I went to church.
然后接下来我第二句话就问他说，那你们牧师礼拜天讲些什么？
Then I said, what did your pastor say?
那 有一位叫 Jim 的这个朋友呢，我第一次问他的时候，他很尴尬，因为他想了很久很久，他们牧师到底讲什么，他记不起来。
In one awkward moment among my friends, Jim, he forgot what the pastor said.
然后他就说，那你先讲，你上个礼拜天你们牧师讲什么。
Then he countered, then what about your pastor?
我没有告诉他我就是牧师。
I didn't tell him I was the pastor.
所以我就慢慢的分享。
So I share message.
他非常的这个 impress 啊，说哇，你们牧师讲的你记得这么清楚。
Jim was impressed. You remember so much about pastor's preaching.
所以第二次他遇到我的时候呢，下个礼拜遇到我的时候呢，我问他的时候，他马上就答出来了。他就知道他牧师讲些什么，他会讲给我听。
So when I met him next time, he memorized everything the pastor said.
那这个白人呢，他以后上车呢，他就赶快找位置，找到我旁边，希望跟我坐在一起，能够彼此分享。
So he was a Caucasian, and from that point on, he looking forward to share with me.
那我们就变成好像在分享这个神的话语上面，我们变成在这段坐公车的这段时间呢，就变成非常的有，不会觉得很无聊，不会觉得很漫长。
So we enjoy a nice fellowship during the boring bus ride.
有这个交通，有一次他就告诉我他自己的事情。
One time he talked about something personal.
他告诉我说，我过去是一个同性恋的。
He said I was a homosexual.
但是我现在靠着耶稣，我已经结婚了，而且我已经有三个孩子了。
Now because of Jesus, I overcame. I got married and have three kids.
那他说我从信仰中得到了力量。
Through my faith, I got strength.
靠着这个信仰，我才能够胜过这个欲望跟罪恶。
With faith, I overcome my desire and sin.
他在讲的时候，他的眼睛就流下眼泪了。
Tear came from.
他告诉我说，虽然我这样已经脱离了，可是你知道那个试探非常的强烈。
But the temptation is still there.
我还曾经失败过。
And I fail sometimes.
你为我祷告。
Pray for me.
其实我们都应该是如此的。
We should all be like this.
我们不要只看同性恋，其实我们对罪恶的试探，我们也应该用这样的态度。
We're facing the temptation of sin all the time. We should.
不容易啊。
It's very difficult.
是一个很强烈的挣扎。
It's a very strong struggle for everyone.
同性恋他们是很容易被暴露出来，很多的人会认为这个不对，他们是在这个压力之下。
Homosexuality face tremendous pressure.
但是弟兄姐妹，我们眼睛不是看周围的人，我们乃是应该看这位上帝。
So we're not about this secular world, but we should look upon God.
弟兄姐妹，包括我们从这个同性恋的朋友身上，这位弟兄的身上，我们也学到，我们对罪恶应该有这样的态度。
So we can learn from brothers with homosexuality.
领受耶稣的宝血。
So we received the blood of Jesus.
借着他的圣灵，使我们心里的力量刚强起来。
Power through His Spirit.
当我们有能力的时候，我们也应当彼此扶持，周围一样跟我们都是罪人所忍受的试探，那个的痛苦，彼此安慰，彼此鼓励。
Help and support each other to overcome the temptation.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.